testing the brown circles to see if we can see any growth or reproduction in two different tests. Some background information on the disease is some people were infected with the disease. 8 people were affected by the disease, and 5 of them died. They all suffered similar digestive symptoms, such as diarrhea, fever, and vomiting. All patients came from the north side of the campground, and we trace this back to the water, which they all came in contact with at one point. We then examined the water and found similarities between the toilet water and the well water. This is obviously an issue because there are harmful things in the toilet water, and they were found in the well, which people are drinking. We then did Koch's postulate. We followed the 6 steps, being get a sample of the culprit from the affected organisms and isolate it, get more of the culprit or grow it if it's alive, then give it to the organism, and the organism must be healthy at the beginning of this, then observe for symptoms, then get a sample from the new organism and compare it to the original, and repeat with other organisms. Then we did a rat test using Koch's postulate, and 97 of the 100 rats died. Based on that data, the conclusion was that the circles were the culprit of the deaths of the rats and the humans. And now we are trying to figure out if it is alive or not alive. Our hypothesis on this is we think that the circles will reproduce and grow in numbers while in the petri dish and test tubes. Currently, we have started the experiments and have to wait overnight for the results.